This portion is brought to you by the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seat. The show is about to start. Hey guys, what's up? This is Phoebe.
And this is Mike.
This is the Mike and Phoebe Show, and today's episode, joining us from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, is Cindy Lemke, who is the Executive Director, and Kevin Saunders, who is in Business Development. Hey, guys.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello. How are you?
How's it going?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So Cindy and Kevin are here to talk to us about all the awesome events going on in the spring. So let's jump right into it. We have the April Mixer coming up, right, for the Chamber?
We do, and we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be at SRCAR on Florida and Yale. They have a beautiful venue with Kevin. I not to put on any pressure, but like we could do slideshows. We can do. They have wonderful audio video presentation capability in there, and it's you can do like student sessions. It's going to be an awesome networking event.
Very nice. And for those that don't know what that abbreviation, what that agency is for,
Southwest Riverside County Association of Realtors, SRCAR. Okay.
Very nice. And I checked out the venue. It's beautiful. And I'm really excited to go because I've never been there. And so are you guys part of that association?
We actually are, aren't we, Kevin?
We most certainly are. We are both California State real estate agents. That is our association that we conduct our real estate business with. And that's a great group, by the way. We really love the entire staff over there. And as Cindy mentioned, the mixer is going to be on the 24th of this month, 5:30. And she also said that it's a great venue, and she is telling the truth about that. They even have an outside patio that we may put to use depending on how the weather turns out. And so come on out to that event. It's on the 24th of April, 5:30. Bring a raffle prize, and you get an opportunity to speak on the microphone about your business or organization.
Very nice. We're so excited to go because I told Mike about it and we were really intrigued. So we're definitely jazzed to go.
Yeah.
I like you guys show up to everything, by the way. Thank you.
We really appreciate your support.
You're so welcome. Yeah. We're honored that we're able to attend, and we definitely try to go to every event. So we're really excited about going.
Yeah, thank you guys for doing what you guys do.
Yes, putting on the events. My goodness, it's like one after another, and they pop up almost every morning.
That's what I was going to say. Speaking of events, we've got a handful of ribbon cuttings that we're either scheduled or working on. This Saturday, not only is it the first day of the Ramona pageant, but there is going to be a ribbon cutting for I-9 Sports at the Academy of Innovation here in Hemet at 12 p.m. to celebrate their new membership.
Very, very exciting. And that's I-9 Sports. They're part of, they're representing Central Riverside County, correct?
Yes, it's a youth sports league, kind of. I hate to misspeak, but I do know that they do sports for our youth here in the Hemet San Jacinto Valley, but they want to expand to Central Riverside County.
Very nice. So that's awesome that they support youth and sports. You know, we definitely need that here, keeping our youth busy and keeping them engaged in positive events and positive outside of school events.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Absolutely. And talking about ribbon cuttings, then we have another one next week for Pacific Manufactured Homes. Is that correct?
Yeah. And that one is going to be a big one. So events are always fun. It's a great networking experience, but they're going to the extra mile of serving food. They have raffles. It's going to be a really fun event. And all the dignitaries are coming, and I know that a lot of the community will show up, you know, bring the food and they will come. That's kind of how it goes.
I mean, that's what works for me. Yeah. Just Kevin will be there.
I think that you speak for a lot of people. I mean, that's just like in general, people love food. So we're coming.
Yeah. Got to hit them where their money wallet is. It's right through their stomach.
What do you do with that? Pacific Manufacturing Homes, we're excited about them. They're right on the corner. If you know the Hemet San Jacinto area, they're right on the corner of Esplanade and State Street. I drove by there this morning. They have some amazing manufactured homes right there in their lot. I think we're going to probably take a tour, most likely, of some of them. And as Cindy said, a big event, ribbon cutting, happening on the 23rd. That's a Tuesday, 12 p.m.
Very, very exciting. And I've been to a couple manufactured homes, and there's different levels and stuff, but some of them are really, really nice. I mean, like almost like luxury model homes type of a look. So I'm really excited to go.
Yeah, they are beautiful. And they can be as pricey as a stick-built home. I mean, they're just as beautiful. And like you said, luxury is a perfect word for it, because some of them are just the flooring, the counters, the walls, the small details that really make it a cozy, beautiful home is amazing what they can do.
Yeah. And even I think the technology for the flooring nowadays has really been bumped up. You know, if it's really going to be like thick, thick foundation, you know, instead of that hollow feeling. So I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
Yes. And that both of the ribbon cuttings and all the ribbon cuttings are open to the public. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We always want to introduce these new members to the community so they know where to go when they need whatever that product or service is.
And, you know, a good point to say that, because I feel like a lot of new businesses that are not members of the chamber, they also go to these events because it is open to the public. And then that inspires them to join our chamber. So if you are an existing business anywhere in the Riverside County area and you do business in our, we'd love to have you attend an event, see how we roll, and then think about joining our chamber. We can always use your membership here and let us help you as well.
Absolutely. And it's always encouraging to see the support that the chambers give to their members. That's what really kind of got us excited joining the Hemet San Jacinto Chamber, is we attended the nonprofit networking group that you guys run there. And we were sold right there.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
That's awesome.
And talking about the new members that you have, I've been seeing a lot of new members pop up on your social media. So you want to tell us the new members that have joined for March and April?
Absolutely. So since April, we have added 12 new members: All Persons House, Pacific Manufactured Homes, Jose Jesus Castellanos, HM Brakemasters Inc., Let's Rise Above, Sierra Club San Gregorio Chapter, Kefley, Kevin, help me.
I'll go with that.
A Mindful You, Let's Do It Productions, LLC, Within Transformational Therapy, ANS Diesel, and County Auto Machine.
Very nice. That is amazing. And I love that we keep going with getting new members too. I'm always amazed. Like just a few days ago, I keep seeing new ribbon cuttings, new announcements. So it's always very encouraging to see.
That was a good list too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always feels like it's so exciting when someone learns about the chamber, and we have so much opportunity in this valley and in the surrounding areas, because there's a lot of businesses that still don't know who we are and how we can help them. And the Chamber of Commerce is a business advocate. We're your cheerleader, we're your support, and we want to help you reach your goals. So it's things like this, Mike and Phoebe, that we are so thankful for, to help us get the word out, to let businesses know we're here for them, and that it's a partnership. It's not just a membership, it's a partnership. Your goals are our goals, because your success is our success. And I really, really believe that.
Absolutely. And we've seen that wholeheartedly throughout the time, just the last few months that we've been members since we joined late last year. The encouragement, the support, and not only for the brick and mortar businesses, which is very important, but also the home-based businesses. You know, we're home-based too, and we're working towards bigger things, but you know, everyone needs a start. And you guys support all businesses, all individuals. So not only businesses, but like if you're a home-based business, which I just learned recently, we can use one of your conference rooms there at the chamber, which I really enjoy and really feel encouraged to hear that. So you don't just support one particular group of business or individual.
Yeah, and our hats off to you guys for that too.
Absolutely. We love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, we love you too. Thank you.
So now let's move forward. What other events do you have? I see the RIFCO ECP program. What does that stand for?
So that is the Riverside County Employer Connect program. It's a referral program that we are marketing to help businesses, support businesses to hire. Because if you qualify for this program, that new hire, you will get reimbursed after 480 hours from the county. So it's approximately their first 90 days will be reimbursed to you as a business if you hire them. We do have some qualifications. They do have to be a small business. They have to have workman's comp. It has to be a W-2 employee, and they do have to have been impacted by COVID. So they have to have been open since COVID. But this could equivalency of $9,600, depending on what they pay their employee. So, you know, upwards of $9,000 you can get back to put into your business. Because I know right now with our businesses, they need help, but they're just not at that point where they can afford to hire a team yet. Well, maybe after this 3 months, when you get reimbursed, you know, that 90 days will have propelled your business to that next level so that you can continue that momentum of whatever the new team just created.
Absolutely. When I've been seeing these kind of programs pop up, it's so encouraging to see that our county of Riverside encourages and supports small businesses. It's not just about the big businesses, big corporations, but we all need support. So that's very encouraging to see.
Yeah. And Riverside County Workforce Development has so many programs. So if you're a small business, don't give up. There's so many resources for you to train employees, hire employees, get training for yourself, support. They can help you literally get to that next level with programs that will either reimburse you or, you know, work with you on what you need to be successful. Riverside County is very passionate about economic development, creating that opportunity for the business, for the employees, and for the community.
Absolutely. And finding these kind of resources, it makes a difference for the small business because that can make or break you, you know, okay, as a small business. I mean, that $9,000, hey, who can't use $9,000? That's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, our supervisors are champions for local business. I really appreciate them.
Very nice. That's amazing. And now I know that you guys are working on the upcoming gala event in July, right? You want to tell us about that?
Well, we're so excited. So the installation will be July 12th. So we have some individuals that are running for the board. And we have a nomination committee that's working on a list that they're going to submit to the nomination committee. Once that's done, these individuals will be running for the board of directors, and the five people that are elected will be installed on July 12th.
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the board of directors? How does that all work? Does the chamber members vote on them, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so the board of directors are elected by our membership, and the board of directors wear many, many hats also. They give of their time, they give of their talent, and graciously their treasure. So time, talent, and treasure is a wonderful expectation of the board. There are local leaders who are passionate about economic development in the community, helping businesses, being involved in the community, knowing how to help people reach their goals and be successful. These are individuals that really care about their community, and I appreciate them as well.
Oh, good.
Very, very nice. That sounds like an exciting event. So that's July 12th. And do we have a venue for that yet?
It'll be at Saboba Casino Event Center.
Good.
Love Saboba events. Sure. Yes. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. And there's going to be a little, it hasn't been, don't tell anybody, guys. But they're going to switch some things up. And what I hear is they may not be doing awards for certain businesses this year. They might be taking the time to recognize every single chamber member.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, how many chamber members do we have? The last count I remember, we were over 500. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have been going through the accounts, so we'll probably still be around that. Unfortunately, we have to drop our members that haven't been able to renew their membership for whatever reason. So we'll probably still be around that that count.
That's fantastic. That's going to be a long night.
Yeah, boy.
That's the good thing about having a large board. If we have a board of 15 and Kevin and I get to be involved in that list of reading names, it averages to about 30 names per person. So it's not too bad, but it's pretty exciting to know that you're going to hear your business being called on stage with the end, our incoming chairperson thanking for the partnership and the gratitude of being a chamber member. I think it's clever. I've never heard of it before. And I think it's really cool.
You know, I like that idea because you don't know who you're going to hear. And when we're listening to all the new businesses, the businesses at the chamber, we can learn about them where usually we wouldn't have even found out about it. You know, we're obviously busy doing stuff with our own business, but when we hear a business name, we're like, whoa, what's that? And we would look it up and, you know, on your portal. So that's very exciting. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about it too.
So awesome. Well, we can't wait to attend. And there's so many other great events that you guys put on. And we always appreciate you guys, and especially coming on our podcast too.
Giving
your time and your busy day to tell us what's going on. Record it every month. So we're so excited to catch up with you guys next month. And it was a whirlwind. I mean, I thought we just talked to Kevin like last week. And then I look at my calendar. No, it's right up again.
Sure. Yeah,
That's exactly how it feels sometimes.
So awesome. Well, this is Cindy Lemke, the executive director of the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce. And of course, Kevin Saunders, who is in business development. Find them online at the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce on their website at and I'm reading this too.
You got this. You got this.
You're killing it.
It's a tongue twister. hsjvc.com or find them online or on their Instagram page on hsjvc, or a lot easier, give them a call.
Yeah, okay.
call them at 951-658-3211. This is Kevin and Cindy. Thank you so much.
You. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate you too.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Mike and Phoebe Show on Alternative Twist Radio. If you missed any past episodes, just search The Mike and Phoebe Show or Alternative Twist Radio on any major podcast app.